兄姐妹中间来。
It's always a pleasure to see your devotion to the Lord and to worship with you.
总是一个很喜悦的时光来与各位一同来敬拜神。
Today's scripture passage is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 to 10. Please turn with me in your Bibles.
今天的信息来自于哥林多后书第五章一到十节，请打开我们的圣经。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 to 10.
哥林多后书第五章一到十节。
Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling. Because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For when we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose, and has given us a spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore we are always confident, and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
我们原知道，我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人手所造，得天上永存的房屋。我们在这帐篷里叹息，真想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。倘若穿上，被遇见的时候就不至于赤身了。我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。为此，陪着我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵作为凭据，所以我们时常坦然无惧，并且晓得我们住在身内，便与主相离。因我们行事为人，是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体与主同住。所以，无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
One of my favorite things to observe is to watch my three-year-old daughter Penelope change her sweatshirt.
我最喜欢做的一件事情之一是看我三岁女儿 Penelope 换她的汗衫。
Because as she is pulling it off over her head, she will pause when the sweatshirt is over her eyes and say, "You can't see me."
因为当她脱衣服脱到一半，那衣服盖住她的眼睛和头的时候，她会说，你看不到我。
And I will say, Penelope, I can see you, but you can't see me because of your sweatshirt.
但我会跟她说，你看不到我，但我看得到你。你看不到我是因为你的汗衫盖住你的眼睛。
But my three-year-old daughter Penelope will adamantly respond, "No, you can't see me."
但她会坚持说不，我你看不到我。
Her three-year-old mind has not yet grasped that people can see her, even though she can't see them. It's a matter of perspective.
她那三岁的心智还不能掌握说，即使她看不到人，人家还是看得到她。这完全是眼光的问题。
From her perspective, she can't see. Therefore, she assumes that others can't see her.
从她的角度来看，她看不到别人，所以她假设别人也看不到她。
Friends, there are many people who say, "I don't believe in heaven or hell because I can't see it," or "I don't believe in God because I can't touch him or hear him."
朋友们，在这里有许多人会说，我不相信有天堂或地狱，因为我不能看见他。我不相信有神，因为我不能接触他或听见他。
But do you think that only things exist when you can observe them with your five senses? That's very three-year-old-like.
你认为事情的存在只因为我们能够用我们的五官去感受它吗？这是三岁小孩的想法。
Friends, can you see oxygen? Can you feel oxygen? Obviously not, but you are breathing, aren't you?
朋友们，你能够看见氧气吗？你能够感受到氧气吗？很明显的，你不能。但是你不现在不是正在呼吸吗？
There are many things that are beyond our five senses, but are certainly there helping us to live, especially the Lord.
许许多多事情超过我们五官所能感受到的，他们都在那边存在着，要帮助我们生活，尤其是我们的主。
Just because you can't physically see God right now, it doesn't mean that He can't see you.
只因为我们现在不能有形有体的看到神，不代表神不能看见我们。
Today's passage teaches us to take a step back and stop trying to see things from our only limited perspective.But to see things in view of God's eternal glory.
今天的信息是要教导我们退一步，不再用我们有限的眼光来看这个生命，而是用神永恒的眼光来看。
Look with me at verse 1 of today's passage where it says, Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands.
让我们一同看哥林多后书第五章第一节，我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人所造，在天上永存的房屋。
The beginning of this passage is teaching us that life is not all there is on this earth.
第一节告诉我们，生命不是就是只有我们所看见的。
What you see right now is temporary and will be transformed on the last and final day.
我们现在看到的都只是暂时的，在那最后的审判日子的时候，将都会被改造。
The suffering that you experience, the injustice that you observe, will all be addressed by the Lord.
你现在所经历的任何苦痛，你所看到的一切的不义，神都会纪念。
The Lord Jesus will right every wrong, and He'll wipe away every tear from your eyes.
神会改变一切不对的。神会擦干一切的眼泪。
However, if you believe that this life is all there is, then you will be discouraged and frustrated.
但是如果你认为世界就是只是如此，你将会如此的失望与沮丧。
A couple of months ago, I found out a friend of mine from my home church in Philadelphia had passed away from a heart attack.
几个月以前我发现我在费城教会的一个朋友去世了。
He was only 42 years old and left behind his wife and three small children.
他只有42岁，留下他的妻子和三个小小孩。
If you do not believe in eternal life, you'll be filled with angst and disappointment and a great sense that life is not the way it's supposed to be.
如果你不相信永生，你将会觉得充满了愤恨与失望，而且大大的感到人生不应该只是如此罢了。
However, if you look at life, even a shortened life like my friend David, you know that every believer has purpose and will see each other again for all of eternity.
但是如果你看着人生，即使短暂如我朋友大卫一样，你知道每一个信徒我们都有一个盼望，而且我们知道在永恒的未来我们都会再见。
We are made for God's glory and to live for Him forever.
我们是照着神的荣耀所造，而且是为他而活。
So the first point of this passage is this world is not all there is, therefore stop acting like this world is all there is.
所以在第一段的第一点里面告诉我们，这世界不是只是如此，让我们停止假装这世界只是这样子罢了。
We spend most of our time in our culture pursuing temporal things, and we think they will bring us happiness, money, cars, fancy clothes, and a successful career.
我们在我们的文化背景里面，我们花费很多时间来追求一些我们认为会带给我们快乐、金钱、好车、漂亮衣服、成功事业的短暂事情。
But what happens when you get the promotion, you get the nice car, you get the bonus, You want more and more and more.
但如果我们得到了升迁，我们得到了好车，我们得到更多的钱的时候，我们会如何？我们希望更多。
This world is not all there is. Therefore, stop acting like this world is all there is.
这世界不是只是如此罢了。让我们停止假装这世界只是这样子。
For those of you who watch American football, you'll know that all NFL players wear the 21 number on the back of their helmets.
在我们中间如果有看美式足球的，你会发现每一个球员在他们头盔的后面都写着21号。
It's because 2 months ago, a 24-year-old Washington Redskins football player named Sean Taylor was shot and killed in his home in Miami by a burglar.
这是因为几个月以前，一个24岁华盛顿红人队的队球员，他名字叫做史恩泰勒，他在迈阿密的家中被闯入者给枪杀了。
It was amazing that right after he passed away, all of his teammates said that Sean's death.Put things in perspective.
令人惊奇的是，当他死了以后，他所有的队员说，死人的死带给他们一个另外一种看见。
That football, even the Super Bowl, is just a game.
足球，即使是超级杯，也只是一场游戏。
That the millions of dollars that the NFL players make, the fancy cars they drive, don't seem important in the light of death.
这百万美元他们所赚取的，这好车他们所开的，看起来不再是那么重要了。
Because life is more than the sum of your possessions and accomplishments.
因为生命比我们所赚取的以及我们所成就的一切更为重要。
Life is knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and seeking His glory in your life, and you will make an eternal impact into many people's lives.
因为生命就是认识主耶稣基督，而且在他的生活，在我们的生命里面寻求他的荣耀，在这里面我们会使更多的人受到永恒的冲击。
For those of you who like going to the beach in the summertime, how many of you enjoy making sandcastles with your children?
在夏天的时候，有许多我们这里面的人喜欢到海边去，跟我们孩子们享受雕竹沙堡的乐趣。
However, it would be foolish for you to build a 3-bedroom sandcastle and think that you'll be moving your family to the shore.
但听起来会觉得很愚蠢。如果说我们盖一个3个睡房的沙堡，然后把我们全家都搬进去。
It's because sandcastles are not made to last, but some of you are making sandcastles here on this earth.
因为沙堡不是用来作为永存的，但是我们在这里有许多人正在这个地球上面盖一个沙堡。
You'll make a sandcastle with 3 bedrooms, a living room, a family room, maybe even a basement.
我们盖一个有3睡房、3客厅、1个客厅，甚至有一个地下室的沙堡。
But it will not last.
但它不存在，不会永存。
Friends, what is your life that you're here on this earth for maybe 30, 40, 50 more years?In the light of eternity.
跟神永恒的比较来讲，朋友们，我们在这地上有多久？3年、30年、40年，甚至于50年。
Stop building the sandcastles that reflect your glory.
让我们停止盖一个沙堡来显示我们自己的荣耀。
And start living for God's eternal glory in your life now.
让我们现在开始活出神永远的荣耀。
Look with me at verse 5 of today's passage where it says, Now it is God who gives us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come.
让我们一同读第五节。为此陪着我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
It says, The Lord made you for a purpose.
神造我们有一个目的。
To love Him and live for Him,In view of God's glory,
来爱他，来在神永恒的荣耀里面为他而活。
Stop trying to live your life pleasing other people to gain their approval because it will make you miserable.
让我们不要再为了别人的喜乐或想要取得别人认同而活，因为这样的生活会让我们觉得很痛苦。
Some of you want to impress your friends by how far you advance in your career.Or by the cars you drive, or you dress a certain way, but that's a sandcastle.
在这里有时候我们会想要取得别人一个好印象，来看我们这有自己有多成功，开多样的好车，赚多少的钱，但那都是只是在建筑一个沙堡。
We have to remember verses like verse 4 where it says, For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by what is life.
让我们记得第四节是这样子说的，我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。
The first point is that this life is not all there is. Therefore, stop acting like it is.
第一个重点就是生命不是只是如此，让我们不要再如此看生命。
The second point is this life is not all there is. Therefore, start living the eternal life that God wants you to live right now.
第二个重点是生命不是只是如此，让我们现在就开始过一个神要我们过的永生生命。
There is a misconception in Christian circles that eternal life only begins when a Christian dies and goes to heaven.
在我们里面常常会有一个误解说，哦，永生只是在一个基督徒死了，上了天堂以后才开始。
Eternal life, eternal purpose begins when a person puts their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and he asks him to swallow up our little insignificant life with his divine and glorious life.
永生永恒的盼望开始于当我们将我们的信心放在主耶稣基督的身上，而且祈求他用他那神圣荣耀的生命来吞灭我们这必死的。
Friends, have you allowed the Lord to swallow up your little life with his divine and glorious life?
朋友们，我们要让神他那神圣永恒的生命来吞灭我们这微不足道的生命。
Your value is not how large your house is.
我们的价值不在于我们住的房子有多大。
Your value is not if your children go to Harvard or Yale.
我们的价值不在于我们的孩子去上哈佛或是耶鲁大学。
Your value is the Lord Jesus Christ, that the living God died for you and rose again to give you eternal life now.
我们的价值在于现在我们就知道主耶稣基督为我们死且复活。
Friends, have you seen someone who has recently been touched by the living God?
朋友们，你们最近有没有碰到有一些人被神触摸了？
Their lives are totally transformed.
他们生命完全改变。
They used to live for themselves and live for their pleasures and live for their egos.
他们曾经是为自己而活，为自己的喜乐而活。
But now they live for the Lord Jesus Christ and they live their life serving and loving other people that they may experience the love of Christ.
他们现在活着是更为了基督而活，为了更服侍及爱更多人而活，他们更能经历基督。
That's what it means to have your little life swallowed up by God's eternal purpose.
而这就是说所谓的用基督的生命来吞灭我们这必死的。
But sometimes as Christians, we get busy building our sandcastles again.
但我们基督徒有时候忙于盖我们的沙堡。
And some of you might be wondering, what happened to me? I used to be that passionate for the Lord.
我们当中也有人可能会认为，怎么一回事？我曾经是那样子的啊。
It's because you lost sight of God's glory and His eternal purpose for you.
那是因为我们失去了看见神荣耀的眼光。
You are living the opposite of verse 7, where it says we live by faith, not by sight.
我们的生活是跟第七节相反的。第七节这样说，因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
There are many churchgoers that live by sight and not by faith.
许多去教会的人还是只是凭着眼见，不是凭着信心来过生活。
There are many churchgoers that appear to be nice on Sunday, but are very ruthless in their business Monday to Saturday.
许多去教会的人在礼拜天的时候好像彬彬有礼，但是一到上班的礼拜一到礼拜六就变得很粗鲁。
There are many churchgoers that live for money and for fame and for their self-glory.
许多去教会的人是为了金钱、为了名誉、为了自己的享受而活。
And we become resentful. And frustrated, and angry with our lives.
我们的生活就变得十分的易怒、沮丧以及不平安。
It's because many churchgoers lose sight of God's eternal purpose in their lives.
这是因为许多去教会的人失去了神永恒的眼光。
We have to remind ourselves that this life is not all there is.
我们要提醒我们自己，这生命不是只是如此罢了。
And we need to look again to the cross of Jesus Christ.
我们要时时常常仰望在基督在十字架上的耶稣基督。
Where he literally and spiritually swallowed up our death with his life and gives to us his eternal life.
他实质上属灵上真的是用他的生命来吞灭我们这必死的。
Brothers and sisters, your value does not come from the clothes you wear.Over the cars you drive, or what can be seen.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们的价值不在于你有多少钱，你穿什么样的衣服，或是你被人家看到是怎么样子。
Your value and your righteousness comes by faith through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone.
你的价值、你的公义、你的信心，单单来自于耶稣基督。
When you make the Lord Jesus Christ your rock and your foundation, He will enable you to say no to a promotion so that you could spend more time with your family and serving others.
当你使耶稣基督成为我们的磐石，我们的基础，他耶稣基督会使我们向一些升迁的机会说不。
Your coworkers might think you're crazy. You're passing up a promotion to spend more time.With your family and serving others?
你的工作同伴可能会认为你疯了，放弃一个升迁机会，只因为你要花更多时间跟你的家人，或是去服侍更多的人。
And you can say yes, because this life is not all there is. I have a divine purpose.
而你可以大声地说，对，因为这生命不是如此而已，而我有神圣的生命。
You can say, I'll drive my current car for another 2 or 3 years so that I can support another missionary.
你可以说我可以就把我现在开的车再多开个两三年，把省下来的钱来支持另外一个宣道活动。
Because my possessions are not my possessions, they belong to the Lord. I want to help others.
因为我所拥有的不是我所拥有的，都一切都是属于主的，而我愿意帮助更多的人。
This life is not all there is.Therefore, start living with Christ's eternal glory in your mind.
这生命不是如此罢了，让我们开始由心灵里面活出神的荣耀生命。
Look with me at verses 9 and 10.
It says, 让我们一起看第九节跟第十节。
It says, So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it.For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
第九节第十节，所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
The Bible says our goal is to please the one who lived and died and rose again for us.
圣经告诉我们，我们生命的目的是为了那为我们死且复活的主。
Our goal is not to buy the biggest house.
我们生命的目的不在于住一个大房子。
Our goal is not to raise the wonderful family.
我们的生命不在于养育一个很好的家庭。
Our goal is to please the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的生命在于讨主的喜悦。
It's not wrong to live in a nice house. It's not wrong to have a nice family. It's a good thing.
住一个大房子，有一个很好的家庭，并不是错事，是一个好事。
But they are not our identity. They are not our worth. Our righteousness is found in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但那不是我们的一切，我们的意义是发现主耶稣基督。
And everything that we have does not belong to us. It belongs to the Lord. It's the Lord's house. It's the Lord's car. It's the Lord's money.
我们所拥有的一切都不是我们的。 我们所有的房子、金钱、我们车子都是属于主的。
We belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Our families belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们自己、我们的家庭是属于主的。
Therefore, we can't live for ourselves anymore, but we live for Him and to please Him because of His eternal purpose in our lives.
所以我们不要再为自己而活，而是为了讨主喜悦而活。
And it's only by loving and serving others as the Lord Jesus Christ did for us will we experience more of His love and His presence and His glory in our lives.
只有在我们的生活上以爱和服侍待人，就如同主曾经如此对待我们，我们才能更深地经历主的爱、主的显现和主的荣耀。
Let's pray together.
那我们再祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you lived and died and rose again for us.
亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们感谢你，你为我们死，为我们复活。
Our lives are not our own, but we were bought at a price, the precious blood of our Savior.
我们的生命不是属于我们的，而是我们是被重价、被主耶稣你的宝血所赎回的。
Thank you that you rescue us from our futile existence.
感谢主，你从我们微不足道里面就拯救了我们回来。
And you've given us divine purpose and your divine glory.
你给我们一个神圣的生命与荣耀。
Help us to live to please you and to serve and love others.
帮助我们过一个能够讨你所喜悦的生活。
Because of your great love for us.
因为你对我们的大爱。
We pray this in Jesus' powerful name. Amen.
我们这样子奉主耶稣神圣大能的名祷告。
Amen. 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 Thank you.